This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Backup Quarterback Show. My name is Matt Howard. I'm here along with Derek Anderson. In case you're wondering, Derek Anderson is sitting on a pillow right now to make himself look taller. And today we are going to be talking about what's on everyone's mind, the NFL draft.
Matt, I'd like to interject for a second. I'm sure Baker Mayfield would have to sit on a pillow too, because he is a tiny quarterback. I did not know what the Browns were thinking when they took him.
Here's the thing, is Baker Mayfield is the hardest player in this whole draft, and he's going to be the best quarterback taken out of any position, any player in the NFL. He'll be the best. Five MVPs in the next 5 years. All right, let's go in and dive in. First round of the draft. That's what we're going over today. First round, grades, A through F, minuses and pluses included, each draft pick. So let's go ahead and dive in.
Baker Mayfield, I'm going to give this pick a...
Well, let me interject right real quick. Where did Baker Mayfield go to college?
Baker Mayfield...
And also, what position does he play?
Baker Mayfield was the quarterback from the Oklahoma Sooners, and he was drafted first overall to the Cleveland Browns.
Wow, first overall pick. So you're telling me he went on full scholarship all 4 years to Oklahoma, and he earned this number one pick because that's what he deserved coming out of high school?
No, he was a walk-on to Texas Tech, wow, and then he transferred to Oklahoma.
Interesting.
It really shows his determination. I'll give him that.
A gritty player.
He was the third quarterback on my big board going into this draft. So that's why I'm going to give this pick a B.
And I would like to point out that he was number one on my big board from January. He's always been number one. So I was right before everyone else was.
So you're going to give this an A plus, Matt?
In terms of picks, grading-wise, you can't give the Browns an A plus for anything. That's just a fact. So what's going to happen is Baker Mayfield, best player in the whole draft, deserved to go number one, but the pick overall, C minus.
All right, fair. You ready to move on to the new?
Well, what's your grade?
I'm gonna give it a B.
B. Terrible grade. All right, so let's move on to pick number two. What's going on there?
The New York Giants selected Saquon Barkley, running back from Penn State.
Okay, now tell me, is Saquon Barkley a quarterback?
No, he is a running back, and he is the best running back in this
now,
class.
Now, here's the thing: is Saquon Barkley, I am aware of who he is. I have seen him play three or four downs, but they were good downs. I'll give him credit. He's going to be a stud. He is going to be much better than old washed-up Ezekiel Elliott. Let's just stop right here, and let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. I love Ezekiel Elliott, and I hate Roger Goodell. Everyone with me, I hate Roger Goodell. I hate Roger Goodell. That's right. I had Zeke on my fantasy team this year. Did you know that? I had him on my fantasy team.
I actually knew that.
Yeah, and he was amazing when he got to play. And I hate Roger Goodell. I hate Roger Goodell. All right, yeah. Anyways, let's move on.
Let's get a quick grade for Saquon real quick.
Saquon's going to be great. You know, you got to give him credit where credit's due. He's a great player. He'll be in the league, 5 years? That's how long running backs stay in the league. So he'll have a few good years. C plus.
I'm going to give this one a B because I think it was the opportunity for the Giants to get their future quarterback. But it was a great pick.
But let's take one. Eli Manning is the future of the Giants. Let's be real.
Of course.
He has won two. He's won two Super Bowls.
Against Tom Brady.
Point out. Yeah, against Tom Brady. There's no one else has done that ever. No other quarterback has won two Super Bowls against Tom Brady.
But you know who's going to be beating Tom Brady for the next few years?
Jimmy Garoppolo. What was Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft thinking? I have no idea.
Sam Darnold, the third overall pick in the NFL draft.
Now tell me.
To my New York Jets.
This is an interesting point right here, because traditionally Derek says he's a New York Jets fan, and I haven't seen him wear this New York Jets t-shirt in 3 or 4 years because he's what we like to call a fake fan. He has tried to hop on board with the Tennessee Titans bandwagon. Go Titans, tighten up. He doesn't know how to pronounce Marcus Mariota's name, which is interesting because he's claimed to be a fan for 2 or 3 years now, and he's kind of forgotten about the Jets. He hasn't talked about them much.
Always loved the Jets.
But it's interesting
always
to see
been for him.
Now that they have a quarterback who might give them a little bit of hope, it's interesting to see him come back to them. Here's my thing with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, whatever. I mean, he'll be fine for a little bit. Then he's going to be awful. He's not going to he's not a franchise quarterback. I'm going to say it right here. F. He's just like Mark Sanchez. Where's Matt Barkley these days? Remember, he was a big deal coming out of high school. What's up with Matt Barkley these days? Matt Leiner. What about Matt Leiner? Did he win a Heisman or not? Did they take it away from him? They took away from him, though, right?
No, they took it away from Reggie Bush.
Oh, Reggie Bush. Another example of a great USC talent that really transferred his skills to the NFL. So what I'm thinking is, no. Sam Darnold, terrible. Not going to be good. He's so excited for it, but... Another thing. If your name is not Baker Mayfield, you're not going to be a good quarterback this year if you're getting drafted this year. So let's just address that right now. None of these quarterbacks, we've been talking about them all year, none of them will be good besides Baker.
I'd like to give the Jets a solid A because we got our number one guy at pick 3.
Interesting. All right, here's where I get a little interested. Denzel Ward. Cornerback out of Fresno State, I believe.
Ohio State.
What is Ohio State's mascot?
The Buckeyes.
And what's a Buckeye?
It's a little nut.
Interesting. Denzel Ward. I don't know anything about him.
Seems like you're not familiar with his tape, Matt.
No, I don't. I don't watch college football that often. I will address that right now.
Maybe that's why you're a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Probably. Anyways, Denzel Ward, not the best player available. I do know that. I know for a fact he wasn't the best player available. I know the Browns are terrible. They could use whatever they need. They could use any help they can get. So, and again, the Browns, D-. I don't know.
I'm going to give it a C+ because it fits a need, but they could have had Bradley Chubb and it would have been A+.
Now, speaking of Bradley Chubb, interesting enough, he went next to the Denver Broncos. And let me tell you right now, I lost my mind at this point. Granted, I kind of stopped caring because I wanted to play Fortnite. But I lost my mind when I saw that Bradley Chubb went 5, when all I was hearing was he's going 4 to the Browns. Tell me, what's that defensive line going to look like now in Denver?
Let's just say I feel sorry for Phillip Rivers, Derek Carr, and Patrick Mahomes.
Now, for those who don't know, who are those names you just said?
Those are the quarterbacks of the rival teams in the AFC West.
Interesting. So, Bradley Chubb, why is he going to be so good?
He's very athletic. He's strong off the point of attack, and he is quick.
Interesting. Really, really interesting. I agree with everything you just said, and I'm going to give this pick a B+ because...
I'm going to give it an A because... Von Miller can teach him, and they will be a great pass rusher.
Now, tell me, is Von Miller the same person as Peyton Manning?
No, he's not.
Interesting. Okay. Let's move on to number 6. I'm seeing this name, Quentin Nelson, OG, original gangster, I believe that's what that stands
for. That is offensive guard.
Offensive guard. Now, tell me what they do.
They block for the quarterback.
I would just like to take a second to point out that my fantasy team went 10-3 this year.
And did not win the championship.
Quentin Nelson, offensive guard. He seems just like the kind of player that would play in Indianapolis. A Jeff Saturday type, but not a center. You know, just a guy. Just a big, strong guy who likes to play football, but not touch the ball. Interesting. That's always been interesting to me. The players who don't want to touch the ball. I've always been shocked by that. Tell me about that. Why do they not want to touch the ball?
I don't know. Maybe they just like to hit other people, but they still get paid a lot to do it. So I'd say it's worth it.
Now, Joe Thomas. Thoughts on Joe Thomas while we're on the offensive line.
Definitely. First ballot Hall of Famer. It was unfortunate to see him go. He had such a great career, even though the Browns didn't amount to very much during that time.
Didn't he get hurt to the Titans?
Yes, he did. That was very unfortunate.
Tighten up.
That he ruined the streak.
Tighten up.
But I'm going to go ahead and give this pick an A because they can protect Andrew Luck. What do you think?
I'll give a C+ because the Colts, just I don't care about them anymore. I'll be honest. Ever since Peyton left, it's like, what are they even doing? Now, oh boy, the pick that we've been talking about nonstop.
The Buffalo Bills traded up from pick 12 to pick 7 to select big arm Josh Allen, cowboy from Wyoming, one of the biggest picks in the draft.
Now, tell me this. Josh Allen, why was he so wanted?
He can throw the ball 90 yards.
Okay, so has he ever done that in a game?
No.
Will that ever be done in a game, you think?
Probably not.
So why is that so important?
Because the Bills like big-arm quarterbacks, and they were tired of Tyrod Taylor.
Now, Tyrod Taylor, that's a name I can get behind. Where is he, where even is he anymore?
He's at Cleveland now.
Interesting. Interesting. Baker Mayfield's still going to be the star there, but you got to love knowing you got Tyrod Taylor bringing up the rear. Josh Allen, I think he's going to be terrible. I mean, he's just another one of those guys. A Joe Flacco type. Terrible quarterback. Will do nothing with his career. And we're just going to forget about him after a while.
That's actually a really good comp, Matt. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Josh Allen, I'm going to give it... I'll give it an A because his name starts with A. So A for Josh Allen.
I'm going to give this one a D because he was
interesting.
He was the fifth quarterback on my board, and he went third amongst the quarterbacks.
Interesting. Here's where I'm at right now, though. The number 8 pick. Roquan Smith, linebacker out of Alabama.
Georgia. This guy was an absolute beast if you watched him in the semifinals.
I did watch him. I did watch the game. I don't know much about the guy still. I'll be honest. But if he went to Georgia, probably pretty good. I'll give it a B just because I don't really care. I don't care about anyone who's not a quarterback or a running back or a wide receiver probably. So it's going to be a good pick. He'll be good, I'm sure.
I'll give it a B as well.
Interesting. Oh man. Now this is the guy. This is the guy. The number 9 pick. San Francisco 49ers select Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle.
From Notre Dame.
Notre Dame guy. Good Christian man, Mike McGlinchey. you gotta love him. I'm guessing he's a strong man.
He is very strong. He's about 6'7".
6'7", 348 pounds is what I'm hearing from my sources. 320 pounds from my sources. And... he's going to be good. San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo for a second.
Very handsome man.
Very handsome man. And let's not forget, not a bad quarterback. Of all the quarterbacks I've seen, not a bad one.
I'd say he's going to do pretty well for himself in the league.
Once again, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, never proven to do anything well right in this league. And it battles my mind that they continue to do just stupid stuff in New England. It's amazing to see the train wreck of an organization that's run out there. It'll shock me if they get to 500 in the next 5 years, honestly.
That's a hot take, Matt.
You know what's even hotter than that?
Tom Brady's wife.
No. Josh Rosen going number 10 to the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this is what really shocked me. I thought Kurt Warner was still a quarterback out in Arizona. Didn't he almost win a Super Bowl out there? Why are they trying to replace Kurt Warner out in Arizona?
Kurt Warner has been retired for 6 years and is now a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Matthew.
Interesting. And so Kurt Warner is not going to be playing next year, correct?
Correct. It is most likely going to be Sam Bradford.
Oh, Sam Bradford. Man, he's always had a knee up in his competition. That's what I've always said. I've been like, there's like, you got Sam Bradford. Like, normal quarterbacks, take a knee up. Sam Bradford, great quarterback. You gotta love the fact that Josh Rosen is gonna be learning under the great Sam Bradford. From what I understand, he led the NFL in completion percentage 1 year, right?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Breaking Drew Brees' record. That's quite the impressive record.
And another thing is, Josh Rosen, also fairly injury prone. So he'll learn how to be injured and hold that clipboard or the Windows tablet that the NFL has implemented in recent years.
Yeah, speaking of Windows tablet.
Let's get a word from our sponsor, Apple Computers. Apple Computers, when you need a good computer that doesn't really do everything, you know? All right, back to the draft. Minkah Fitzpatrick. Now, let me tell you this. I have some sources down in Alabama who say, Minkah Fitzpatrick, really nice kid.
Are you sure he went to Alabama, Matt?
No. Did he?
He did go.
Okay, he went to Alabama. My sources tell me Minkah, really nice guy. So, I'll give him an A+. A+ for Minkah Fitzpatrick being a nice guy going to Miami.
My sources say that he is a jerk on the basketball court, and you should stay away from him.
But here's the thing, is if you're not a jerk on the basketball court, you're not going to be on the basketball court. Let's take a little sidebar. Derek wanted to play on our basketball team. I'm repping the jersey today for about 5 straight years, but the coach never felt like he was going to be up for the challenge of our 3-time championship winning basketball program. So let's go to the number 12 pick, Vita Vea. Now this guy, I like what he wore to the draft. And for that, I'm going to give him a B+. Don't know anything about him. I'm guessing Hawaiian, like Marcus Mariota and Tua Tagovailoa. Two champions. Champions of life, champions in football, 5-star hearts, you know?
Brick by brick.
So, Vita Vea, defensive lineman.
Washington.
Mike Leach, great coach.
That's Washington State, Matthew. Let's move on to someone Matt might know. Daron Payne, defensive lineman from Alabama.
Again, my sources down in Alabama have never talked about Daron, so I have nothing to say about his character. But what I do have to say is good for the Redskins getting guys. That's good. That's a big pick for them at 59.
Steal in the second round.
He's going to be good. I mean, he's a little feisty, but that's what you want out of your running back. So Leonard Fournette type. And tell me, where did Darius Geis go to college?
He went to Louisiana State University.
And now tell me, is that LSU?
Yes.
Interesting. A Leonard Fournette type going to LSU. You got to love the upside and the likelihood of him getting suspended at some point this year.
Speaking of Leonard Fournette, Matt really suffered through the month of November without Leonard Fournette, would you say?
Oh, for sure. But I don't want to blame Leonard Fournette. I want to blame the coaching staff of Jacksonville for being stupid and holding him out of a game for missing a picture. I've taken a picture or two in my day. I'll be honest, I have. What's the big deal? Why did I have to lose the fantasy championship because he missed a picture? You know, that's just... You really gotta wonder. Let's move on to the Saints. Saints are my second favorite team. I will cheer for them if the Titans are not in the playoffs. But normally the Saints aren't in the playoffs either, which is interesting. Which brings me to another point. Drew Brees, striking similarities to Baker Mayfield. That's why I got my hopes up on Baker. Kid likes to play. 6'5" What else do you want from a quarterback?
It's a solid comp, Matt, but we'll see what happens.
What you're going to see is the Browns going 1-15 this year, doing great. That's a successful season.
100% more wins than they had last year.
You could even say it's 1,000% more wins.
Actually, you can't even tell. Because
You can't multiply by zero and get anything but zero. So
big math guy.
What we will say is we don't know.
We don't know.
But Marcus Davenport, he went to Fresno State.
University of Texas, San University Antonio.
UTSA. I recall that now, the icon showing up on screen. D- because if he doesn't go to a big school, he doesn't go anywhere. That's what I always say.
I'm going to give this one a B because he's a very fast pass rusher.
All right. Now, John Gruden, Spider 2i Banana, coming in with a Colton Miller overtime pick.
I tell you, man, this guy from UCLA was protecting Josh Rosen for the past 3 years.
But not so fast, my friend. Josh Rosen has been hurt more than any quarterback drafted this year. So why should that give me confidence that Colton Miller can protect also paper-thin Derek Carr?
Well, Colton Miller will have a year to learn from behind Donald Penn, who is aging up to in his upper 30s, and I think he will translate into a pretty solid prospect.
Interesting. I'm still going to give it a D- because I still don't believe in the guy. But who I do believe in is the number 16 pick to the Buffalo Bills, Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker out of Utah State.
Virginia Tech.
Man, Virginia Tech. You got to love what... Who's their coach?
Not Frank Beamer anymore.
Not Frank Beamer. See, I was going to say you got to love Frank Beamer, but I guess he's not the coach there anymore. Tremaine Edmonds, did he play in Bristol?
He He did.
He did play in Bristol. And there, from what I recall, is their defense wasn't good. Because they bled up, what, 45 to a Butch Jones coach team. Granted, Josh Dobbs, the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was on that team. But I don't know.
Let's just remember that was his second college football game ever.
Okay, so why should I trust a guy who's only played in so many college football games?
I think he's very athletic and can translate as a good linebacker for Buffalo. But hopefully he doesn't, because go Jets.
Interesting. That's some good insight. Now, Derwin James, safety. Not a quarterback. Phillip Rivers is getting old. What's their future? Let's not talk about Derwin James. I don't care about him. But let's talk about the quarterback situation in San Diego, or wherever they are now, L.A.?
I got a hot take. San Diego's going to the AFC Championship this year.
You heard it here first. San Diego is going to the AFC Championship this year. You also heard it here first. That's not true. Okay, Derwin James, D-. Who cares?
I'm going to give this one A+ because he should have been a top 10 pick.
Bold take. 18, Jair Alexander.
Jair Alexander, cornerback,
out
Louisville.
Lamar Jackson, Heisman winner. That's big time. They play the same school.
They did. They were teammates.
Another thing that's interesting, though, the defense for Louisville, not good.
Not good.
Not good. Why do we care about Jair?
Jair is quite the lanky player, and he can find the ball and pick it off. But the other half of the field that he wasn't guarding led up a lot of touchdowns.
Interesting. And now let's move on to Tony Romo's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, Jason Witten will love this pick.
Yeah, Leighton Vander Esch, linebacker out of Ohio State.
Boise State.
The
Broncos.
Go Broncos. Another team that Derek claimed to be a fan of, but it was only because they were good.
It's a blue-chip prospect. He's 6'4".
Because they played on a blue field, correct?
No pun intended, but good one.
Interesting.
250 pounds, big guy, can pick the ball off, can stop the run. This is definitely the pick the Cowboys needed, but not the pick they wanted. Cowboys fans desperately wanted Calvin Ridley.
Again, Calvin Ridley. Never saw him make a catch before the national championship. Why do we like Calvin Ridley?
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games.
Well, there you go. That's all I needed to hear. Leighton Vander Esch gets an A-.
That's a solid grade. I'm going to have to agree with that one, Matt.
Thank you. Frank Ragnow, big-time center, Jeff Saturday type, out of Arkansas State University. Okay,
or
Frank.
University of Arkansas.
Here's the thing, is they grow them big down in Arkansas, and that's what you want to see out of your centers.
There's some big hog mollies, pun intended.
I don't get the pun, I will be honest. But I'm going to move on from it. You don't have to explain it. Frank Ragnow, he's going to be good. That's my favorite pick in the first round, I'll be honest. Because I love hearing an Arkansas center getting picked in the first round. That's who you want protecting your quarterback. I wish he went to the Titans, I'll be honest right now. A+.
I'm going to give it a B because it was a little higher than I expected him to go.
All right. Now, let's go to a C. As in center, Billy Price.
From the Ohio State University,
go Buckeyes. Billy Price, sounds like a baseball player. Sounds like someone I don't like. D+.
This is a homer pick by the Bengals. D+.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's dive in, delve, some might say, into the Rashawn Evans linebacker pick from the University of Alabama.
Wow, Matt, you knew where he went to school.
Yeah, I'm a big-time Titans fan. Love the program. Love Marcus Mariota. Went to University of Oregon State. Go Beavers. Rashawn Evans, going to be a beast. Best pick in the draft besides Frank Ragnow. And I'll stand behind that. I'll take that to my grave.
I'm going to give this pick an A because the Titans traded up ahead of the Patriots to get the guy they wanted.
And now we're going to go to the Patriots, interestingly enough. Didn't take a quarterback. Took an original gangster.
Another offensive guard.
Isaiah Wynn, out of Louisiana Tech.
Georgia.
See, here's the thing. Georgia, not a big fan. What's his name? Mays, the five-star out of Knoxville.
Cade Mays.
Don't like that guy either. If you're listening, welcome to the podcast. But not a big OG fan for Georgia. So they didn't get a quarterback either. Tom Brady is 197 years old. You can't imagine he's going to go much longer. You think he'll be done by his 200th birthday?
Maybe.
Good insight. It's Patriots, kind of over them. I never like cheered against them in the Super Bowl, but I'm kind of like at the point where, you know, give me someone else. So for the give me someone else grade, give him a C plus.
I'm going to give him a C plus as well.
Good pick. DJ Moore. Now, this pick. This is your team, Derek Anderson. How do you feel about throwing to him in practice every week? DJ Moore out of Wisconsin.
This receiver,
Akron.
DJ Moore was Tulsa. From Maryland.
Maryland, that's what and it was.
I will probably not be throwing to him because he will be on the starting roster the first day.
That's true. And what are the chances that Derek Anderson takes over the starting quarterback position in Carolina this year?
I'd say about 3% if Cam Newton tears his ACL in training camp.
So the odds of him beating out Cam Newton in a quarterback competition, not great.
Not great.
Okay, interesting. DJ Moore, terrible pick. F.
I'll give it a D that they could add Calvin Ridley.
Now, you love to see this. Hayden Hurst, tight end, out of Georgia Tech.
Nope. South Carolina.
You love to see tight ends going in the first round. You know why? Because tight ends are guaranteed to be amazing in the NFL.
You can see that.
Give me the list.
Are we just going with first round tight ends?
Or any tight ends.
Any tight ends. Gronkowski.
Aaron Hernandez.
Jimmy Graham.
Tyler Eifert.
Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph's son.
Travis Kelce.
Jimmy Graham.
I already said that.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Quarterback,
the future of the NFL.
I'm going to give Hayden Hurst a C on this one.
I'm giving it an A minus because I love to see a tight end going first round. It's kind of like when Oakland took, Janikowski first round. You got to love those positions that you're like, you can get him in the second round if you need him to, or even the seventh round because any of them are going to be good if they're good, you know? But go ahead and take one in the first round. I love it. All right. Now, back to our boy Calvin Ridley out of the University of Alabama. Made one catch his entire career, but you got to give it to him. It was a good catch. I'll be honest. It was a good catch.
Great catch.
So, Calvin Ridley, I'm sure he'll be all right. He'll be good. Julio Jones, by the way, my sources tell me that he is actually being traded to the Oakland Raiders tonight. That's breaking news you heard right here first.
I did not hear that one, but I've heard he's disbanded himself from all social media in the past few days, and we'll wait to see what happens. So, Calvin Ridley, I'm going to give this one an A because it fills a need.
A need for another wide receiver. Interesting.
Yes.
Now, you know I love the running backs. Never heard of Rashad Penny. 27th.
San Diego State University.
San Diego State. Go Aztecs. Went to the Seahawks. They have Marshawn Lynch still, so I don't understand the need to get this running back. Explain this pick to me.
Well, Marshawn Lynch has been 2 years gone from the Seattle Seahawks.
Really?
Yes. Breaking to Matt.
Breaking news. You heard it right here on Backup QBs. Marshawn Lynch retires and goes to the Oakland Raiders after a year. You heard it here
huge
first.
Huge if true.
Rashad Penny, they have, a million running backs? They're all terrible. So, I hope you're better than Eddie Lacy, if you want to brag about that.
Eddie Lacy is also out of the league.
Exactly. So, what's the future? Rashad Penny? I don't think so. A-minus pick, though.
I'm going to give it a C-plus because he might have some fantasy value.
There you go, fantasy value. Fantasy football, by the way, does not start until the NFL season starts, in case you were wondering. That's breaking news. You heard it here first. The schedule just came out. 28, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Josh Dobbs, future Super Bowl winning team. Terrell Edmonds out of Louisiana Lafayette.
Virginia Technical as well.
Virginia Technical. Frank Beamer, is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good for Frank Beamer. Great guy, good Christian man. You gotta love to see it. Terrell Edmonds, safety, It's a safe pick.
It's actually a bit of a reach. There was other safeties.
Okay, it was a bit of a reach, but.
But I could see his athleticism and potential to be a great safety in this league.
Interesting insight. I'm going to go ahead and give it a C- because I don't like the Edmonton Oilers.
I'm going to give it a C because I enjoyed seeing Ryan Shazier announce the pick. It was very inspirational.
That is true. Good for Ryan Shazier. Josh Dobbs' twin, fighting back. He'll be back.
Wish him the best.
Yeah, that's one guy I can root for. Definitely. That's one guy we can all root for. Speaking of rooting, A&W Root Beer, our sponsor, giving us a lot of money to promote them.
A&W, by far the best root beer. Barks is trash, if you ever considered that.
Barks, if you're listening and want to sponsor us, we will also say A&W is trash.
I can affirm that.
Okay, now, the London Jaguars, what does that say?
Taven Bryan,
defensive lineman out of
Thugville, Florida.
Fresno State.
Florida University.
Gainesville. We all love Gainesville. If you're going on a vacation, this is another sponsor brought to you by the city of Gainesville. If you want to go somewhere bad, come see us. All right, back to the action. London Jaguars taking Taven Bryan. Going to be terrible. Going to be the worst pick. Worst pick in the entire draft. That being said, their color rush jerseys have improved. So A- pick still.
I would have to agree with that, but I still like their black jerseys. They're quite slick.
Fair. Number 30. The team I thought was going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'll be honest, I really thought this was their year. The Minnesota Vikings. Mike Hughes. Interesting last name. Never heard of it before. Cornerback out of Washington Tech, actually.
University of Central Florida. Undefeated. The national champions.
Oh, man. And isn't that where Lane Kiffin coaches now?
No, that is University of Florida Atlantic. Or Florida Atlantic University.
Interesting. Go Owls. Hoo-hoo.
Hashtag rat poison.
Mike Hughes. Cornerback. I've already forgot where he was from. Fresno State, Central Florida. He's a national championship cornerback. You can't bet against a cornerback who won the national championship for his team.
This guy's shut down, even though he's a thug, and he's gonna do well in the league.
Who also B- pick because national champions. Let's move on to the New England Patriots. Again, they traded away Jimmy Garoppolo for what?
A second-round pick, which they traded back.
Interesting. Now, if I were the Patriots, I would not have done that.
I would have taken Lamar Jackson right here.
Now, Lamar Jackson, tell me, he's a quarterback.
Quarterback from Louisville.
Interesting. But Sony Michel, I was at the Tennessee-Georgia game this year, actually. Third row, right behind the Georgia bench. Him and Nick Chubb are really good friends. They like to laugh.
This is quite surprising that they're good friends because they're really taking time away from each other in their work.
That is true, but you gotta love a good story like that. It feels really good to share that kind of information.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that one of these guys gets to go to the New England Patriots and the other one ended up going to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you really hate to see the opposite ends of the spectrum like that. But here's the thing, is the Patriots never do great with their running backs. It's a system that doesn't rely on running backs.
They haven't had a good one since Lawrence Maroney, product out of Minnesota.
Lawrence Maroney, I'll go and tell you this right now. If Lawrence Maroney stayed in the league longer than what, two or five years, somewhere in that range, it was not a long time, would have been the greatest running back of all time. Maybe even the greatest athlete of all time.
He was a product of the system, and he made it work.
A great gopher. Great heart, great player. You gotta love it. Now, Lamar Jackson, quarterback. I love this pick. You know why I love this pick? Joe Flacco. Not an elite quarterback. Went to what, Delaware?
Yeah. Wow, Matt, good job.
Delaware. Good job, buddy. The guy's not gonna win. He's not gonna win Super Bowl. He's not gonna do anything. But Lamar Jackson... What, he lost to Kentucky? Barely. That's not a bad loss. Kentucky. So, go Lamar. What, he won the Heisman or something?
Yeah.
That's an exclusive club with Marcus Mariota. So, here's how I feel about this. It's going to be good. Lamar Jackson, stud.
I'm going to give this one an A because he was my fourth quarterback on my big board, and they got him at 32nd overall pick.
All right. That wraps up the first round of the NFL draft. I laughed. I cried. I played Fortnite for half of it.
Yes, you did.
And I had a lot of fun playing Fortnite, and I didn't care that much about the draft. But what I do care about is the fact that the Nashville Predators are playing in the NHL playoffs right now. They're in the second round, a terrible loss last night to the Winnipeg Jets first game.
It was quite rough to see that happen.
It made me mad. It made me hurt. It made me cry. But we'll bounce back, just like every player in the NFL draft this year. Most of them didn't get a lot of money in college. A few of them did. Calvin Ridley got a lot of money.
Yeah, probably. Alabama players specifically. They're probably taking a pay cut as we speak.
That's not our joke. Don't sue us, whoever made that joke. So that wraps up our coverage of the first round of the NFL draft. I had a lot of fun.
I did too.
Derek, again, is sitting on a pillow to make himself look taller. I'm 6 foot tall. Derek is what, 5 foot? 5'8".
Hey, thanks, Matt.
5'2", I think we're going to go with. Not great upside for Derek if we're talking about getting drafted in the NFL.
Hey, I'm already a backup quarterback, and this is the backup quarterback show, and we're signing off.
I'm Matt Howard.
I'm Derek Anderson.
I'm Matt Howard. Thank you. Good night.